time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. It is March 8th, the official kickoff of PDAC 2021. The sell-off in gold and silver subsided somewhat on Friday, with gold down a little over $2 and silver down 17 cents. Over the course of the beating in the metals last week, the gold-silver ratio bounced up to 67 from 64. The Mining Stock Journal said the sell-off in the metals occurred primarily during the hours when only the paper gold and silver markets in London and New York are most active. India and China continued gobbling up physical gold last week, and the big retail coin dealers are still beset with a shortage of gold and silver bullion products. As is customary, when they manipulate the gold and silver prices lower using paper, the COMEX banks took down their short position in paper gold by a considerable amount, covering over 24,000 contracts, representing 2.4 million ounces of imaginary gold. In another positive sign of the sector, the mining stocks per the GDX recovered from a sell-off in early trading and closed green on the day, with GDX rising 1.3%. The Mining Stock Journal is confident that, at the very least, a short-term bounce is underway that could morph into another bull market run. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra Resources is advancing the past-producing Delamar Project in southwestern Idaho. The company has continued to demonstrate resource growth and conversion through greenfield and brownfield exploration and plans on delivering a pre-feasibility study in Q4 2021 to further de-risk and advance the project towards permitting. Integra Resources trades on the TSXV under ITR and the NYSE American under ITRG.
All right, and here's what you need to know this morning. Roskin Gold reported new drill results from the Mankuki discovery on the company's Candiole project in Mali this morning. Hole 89 intersected 4.78 grams per ton gold over 24 meters from 7.5 meters depth, including 32.9 grams per ton over 2 meters, which is a new discovery zone 150 meters west of the main Mankuki South discovery area. This hole appears to outline another parallel system to Mankuki South and highlights the potential to expand the resource footprint to the west. The new discovery area lies directly on trend to the strong geomagnetic signature of Mankuki West further to the northeast. Other results from the southern Mankuki zone included 2.36 grams per ton gold over 30 meters and 6 grams per ton gold over 7 meters. Roskan plans to move a second diamond drilling rig into the area to further expand upon the new discovery. Roskan trades on the TSX Venture with ROS and on the OTC with RCGCF. Abra Silver Resources, formerly known as Abra Plata, announced results from complete assays received for 3 drill holes and partial assay results for 1 hole on its wholly owned Diablillos property in Salta province of Argentina. Highlights included 1,508 grams per ton silver equivalent over 17 meters and another 7 meters of 7.11 grams per ton gold equivalent. Thus far, the silver mineralization intersected in this hole represents one of the highest grade silver intercepts encountered at the Diablillos project to date. These results are expected to contribute significantly to the expansion of the existing silver-enriched zone and continue to demonstrate the potential for additional high-grade gold mineralization in the system at depth. Abra Silver trades on the TSX Venture with ABRA and on the OTC with ABBRF. Wallbridge Mining announced new results from its definition drill program at the Fenelon Gold property, with strong gold intersections that continue to confirm the grade and geometry of the central portions of the Tabasco, Cayenne, and Area 51 zones, in support of the maiden mineral resource estimate planned for Q3 of this year. Highlights included 3.61 grams per ton gold over 63.9 meters, 25.66 grams per ton gold over 3.9 meters, and 6.88 grams per ton gold over 6.75 meters. The results of the definition drilling program presented in this morning's release continue to outline the high metal factor domain of the Tabasco Cayenne zones, which forms part of the larger gold mineralized corridor and has thus far been drilled over a strike length of 800 meters to a vertical depth of 1,000 meters. Wallbridge trades on the TSX with WM. Late last year, Equinox Gold announced the friendly acquisition of Premier Gold and hence had taken a 50% interest in the Hard Rock project in Ontario. For an update into the latest developments from Hard Rock, here's Kylie Williams.
Thanks, Trevor. Last Monday, Equinox Gold Corp announced that they were acquiring an additional 10% of the Hard Rock project in Ontario from the Orion Mine Finance Group. To quickly recap, near the end of last year, the Hard Rock project was owned 50% by Orion and 50% by Premier Gold Mines. In December, Equinox announced a friendly acquisition of Premier and took on Premier's half of Hard Rock. This latest deal will give them an additional 10%, increasing their stake in Hard Rock to 60%. What's so appealing about the Hard Rock project? Well, it has 5.5 million ounces of gold in proven and probable mineral reserves, grading 1.27 grams per ton gold. The latest technical report suggests annual gold production of just over 400,000 ounces per year, with an average head grade of 1.45 grams per ton gold for the first 5 years. Over the initial 14-year mine life, the average annual gold production would be 358,000 ounces per year. Equinox is a young company formed by Canadian Mining Hall of Famer Ross Beaty in 2018. They have a vision to become a 1 million ounce per year gold producer and currently have 7 operating gold mines with construction underway at an 8th. Beaty sees Ontario as a low-risk jurisdiction and commented that Hard Rock would be an excellent, low-cost, long-life gold mine with significant exploration upside.
Ethos Gold announced it has entered into an earn-in agreement under which Ethos may earn a 100% interest in the 4,400-hectare Heaven Lake claim block located 20 kilometers north of Impala Canada's Lac des Lys Platinum Group Elements mine. Following data compilation and creation of a digital database, the company plans to initiate a tightly spaced VTEM airborne program. Target follow-up in the summer of 2021, including intensive prospecting of conductors, trenching, stripping to understand geological settings, and possible till sampling. The company plans to establish key target areas to develop into drill targets for Q4 of this year. Ethos trades on the TSX Venture with ECC and on the OTCQB with ETHOF. And we have a few notable additions to management and executive board positions to share. Great Bear Resources has added Gilbert Lawson to its board of directors. Mr. Lawson was CEO of TMOC Resources. Lisa Ross has been named VP and CFO of Revival Gold. And Radisson Mining has appointed Hubert Berndt Bouchard as CFO, who has had responsibilities with the company for more than 6 years now. That's it from us here this morning on Mining Stock Daily. Obviously, we'll be back throughout the week with some more market commentary as things progress. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.